Good morning, David Harris. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you and all of your listeners.
David, is Israel seeing the start of a third intifada?
First of all, obviously, let's hope the answer is no. I think the only way we will know that is if, heaven forbid, there are fatalities on the Palestinian side, either in the West Bank or in any of the Israeli Arab cities. So far, that has been avoided. Therefore, I think there isn't enough force behind this right now to start an intifada, but all it takes is one funeral followed by riots with Israeli police officers or soldiers opening fire with rubber bullets or whatever it is for everything to take off, as it were. We've seen attempts by Islamic Jihad to inflame things from the Gaza Strip by firing rockets into Israel. So far, the response from Israel has been fairly measured, making sure not to involve in Hamas in any violence at this stage. So I think all sides trying right now to prevent that from happening, it doesn't really serve anybody's interest right now, other than maybe somebody like Hezbollah or Iran, for there to be another wave of uncontrolled violence.
You know, when you say all it takes is a funeral where there's incitement, and I'm looking at the situation and I'm saying, well, what have they got to lose? What have the Palestinians and the Palestinian leadership got to lose by inciting violence?
So you've also got to look right now at the at what's happening on the internal side of things. We know that generally Palestinians incite to violence in textbooks and so on and so forth. It's all very well documented. There are organizations who monitor this on a regular basis. I urge you to look at an organization called Impact SE that, you know, you can find on their website lots of textbooks and so on that show what's happening there. But outside of that, the internal political machinations right now within the Palestinian arena mean that violence doesn't actually suit anybody. Hamas and Fatah are trying desperately to work on national unity. They don't need at the moment a he said, she said type of thing going on between them. The people who do have what to gain from this are, as I mentioned before, Islamic Jihad and maybe certain other tiny terrorists. Groups, including the ISIS presence down in the Gaza Strip. But again, Hamas does not need those people providing a threat to Hamas. Hamas needs stability right now. The Palestinian Authority needs stability. And so I think that's why we're not going to see a major push on the part of those two organizations in the direction of intifada. Now, we need to differentiate between an intifada and what happened in the early part of the 2000s. We refer to that as the second intifada. That is completely a misnomer. It should never have been called as a second intifada. An
Why?
Intifada is a popular uprising. It means people, little boys, throwing stones in front of tanks, as we saw in the 1980s. That's not what happened in the 2000s. There we saw terrorists, either individuals or being controlled by terror organizations, blowing themselves up on buses, in cafes, attacking innocent civilians, causing the loss of life of hundreds of people. That was not an intifada. And we in the, if you will, pro-Israel camp should try very hard not to use that terminology if we can.
Okay. All right. I think you make a very good point. We look forward to speaking to you again next week, David. Thank you very, very much for your time. I do know that you don't have a lot of time for us this morning, and I do apologize that we spoke to you late.
It's okay. I always have time for you.
Oh, he's such a lovely man. Thank you, David Harris. God bless and have a wonderful day. Stay safe.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.